welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to another week's worth of broadcasting on this station. We're heard every Monday through Friday at the same time. And last week, we were looking at an overview of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and their purpose. Why did God give these spiritual gifts to the church? And so I'd like to begin today by just giving an overview of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about spiritual gifts. Now, spiritual implies that they're certainly not natural gifts or talents, but that they originate in the spiritual dimension of the Holy Spirit. And of course, gifts, that Greek word there is charisma, and it may be translated grace, favor, help, or kindness. In other words, spiritual graces and helps operate in the life of a spirit-filled believer. Now, these different gifts of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, are classified by the way they're exercised, and they're called the knowing, the power, and the vocal gifts. These are all demonstrations of the supernatural knowing, power, and vocal utterance that are given by the Holy Spirit. Let's take a look in detail about those knowing gifts. Well, first of all, there's the word of wisdom, and that's supernatural wisdom for the present or the future. And as I shared previously, so often we think that these spiritual gifts are just to be operating in the lives of those in Christian leadership, like pastors or teachers, but the Word clearly tells us this should be an experience in the life of every Christian, because the Holy Spirit will give severally as He wills. For example, in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, verse 7 says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." So you may have even had that experience and didn't even realize at the time that you just sort of felt something, knew something, that maybe you shouldn't make that call, that telephone call right now, or maybe that you should do something. Well, that's the Holy Spirit moving on you in a supernatural way, because there's nothing in the natural that is causing you to be aware or make that decision. Then there's the word of knowledge, and that supernatural knowing about the past and the present. And then discerning of spirits, that is supernatural insight having to do with spiritual things. It's a knowing if something is the product of the human spirit, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, or an evil spirit, that which pertains to the demonic realm. The power gifts are faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. Faith is the supernatural faith for outstanding answers to prayer, and this faith works 100% of the time. Then there's the working of miracles. What is a miracle? Basically, it's a supernatural intervention by the Lord in ordinary, normal things. And gifts, note that's plural, of healing brings divine healing to the sick, not just physically, but those who are oppressed mentally as well as emotionally. The vocal gifts, of course, are prophecy, that's inspired utterance in one's normal, regular language. There's diverse tongues, that's inspired utterance in a language given by the Holy Spirit, but which the speaker does not understand. We find that according to the Word. And then interpretation of tongues is the inspired ability to tell a congregation what was said in a different language. So let me read now verses 4 through 7. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And in verse 5, let's go to 4. It says, there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. The differences of administration include those who minister as pastors, evangelists, teachers, and so on. But also the Holy Spirit administers His gifts to believers in individual ways. There's diversities of operation. The 9 gifts of the Spirit may function in different ways in different individuals. They will operate in each believer in a unique manner. To put it another way, we should just allow the Holy Spirit to use us when and as He sees fit, and shouldn't try to imitate the operation of a gift that we see in another individual. We just need to be ourselves. Amen. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are always tailor-made for the occasion, and they bring us exactly what God has for us at the point of our needs or the need of someone else. However, as we know, our needs keep changing, and that is why every administration of the Holy Spirit to our lives is fresh, up-to-date, and powerful. The gifts of the Spirit are all different, but they do work together, and they always, always make Jesus Lord. Healings bring Him glory, and prophecy testifies to His love and greatness. Spiritual gifts are the same in that they come from God, they originate from the same source, but they're different because each gift serves a different purpose. So then you might say, well, Sister Glass, well, why should we desire them? Well, they are for our profit in all phases of our Christian walk. 1 Corinthians, again, that 12th chapter, verses 12 through 31, discusses the body of Christ and its members. So let's just ask, why would this subject follow the teaching on the gifts of the Spirit? Well, it's because we find the teaching in the same chapter is spiritual gifts, because the gifts are to be properly used in love in the body, and they're not complete by themselves. Our spiritual gift, for example, faith, is only one manifestation, and it wasn't designed to do the job on its own. The gifts of power need the vocal gifts, and the vocal gifts need the knowing gifts. God is teaching us family and body ministry principles that are based on not independence, but interdependence, basically that we need one another. The word says we're a body fitly framed together, and when one lacks, the other joint, the other part supplies. Well, I'd like to take some time now to just look at the knowing gifts. And as I shared, that's the word of wisdom, knowledge, and discerning of spirits. And as we talk about someone who's wise, what do we mean? Well, a person who's wise is characterized by deep understanding, keen discernment, and a capacity for sound judgment. That's Webster's definition. But there's different kinds of wisdom, and I'm sure you would agree to that. There's worldly wisdom, that's common sense, and that may be had by believers as well as unbelievers. And then there's the abiding spiritual wisdom, which comes as a result of God's people walking with the Lord over a period of time. And then, of course, there's the actual word of wisdom, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit, which is given on occasion as the Holy Spirit wills to His people. One of the gifts that the Spirit imparts to us on selected occasions is this supernatural word of wisdom. And this word of wisdom comes from the only wise God, the King Eternal. The word of wisdom is a divine knowledge that flows from the storehouse, the vast storehouse of God's infinite mind. And this word is only given on occasion as the Spirit wills to give it. In the book of James, if you recall, we're told that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So obviously, we can all have God's wisdom from above. He wants us to have that. Just by asking, He wants to give it. And this is, however, separate and distinct from the Holy Spirit giving to one a word of wisdom. All of God's people can have wisdom from above for every need that they may have, but not all of God's children can have this word of wisdom of the Holy Spirit all the time. Some experience it just rarely. Others may have a word of wisdom from the Lord and may not even know what it was. So, what is a word of wisdom? Well, it's not the wisdom that any Christian can have by simply asking for it. It's not natural wisdom, or it's not good common sense. It doesn't come from experience or by a college education. Rather, it is supernatural in character. Even a brand new Christian can have this experience just as the Spirit wills. It's found both in the Old and New Testament, and one author defines it, the word of wisdom, as supernatural revelation concerning things, places, people, individuals, communities, or nations. Wisdom is knowing the best course of action to take in a given situation. In spiritual terms, it is following the path that God has set forth for us to walk in His will in every situation we might find ourselves. Because we don't know the future, the Holy Spirit not only gives us a word of wisdom about a present situation, but also shows us a course of action to take in the future. Praise God. Well, I see my time has just flown by, and we're going to have to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me, and if you have prayer needs, won't you share them with me? The announcer is going to give you that contact information in a moment, and UCM partners, I so want to thank you for your prayer support as well as your financial help. Without you, we would not have continued these many decades on this station. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,